This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. It's common practice in Madagascar or Eastern Africa when a bishop or a pastor or a priest gets up to speak that they would raise their right hand and say, Dirauni Tumpu, which means praise the Lord, and everyone else raises their right hand and says, Amen. Dirauni Tumpu.
Amen.
Thank you, I feel right at home. Today I wanted to look at a specific passage. It's actually our first reading today from Joshua chapter 24. It's a pretty powerful passage. That's what's so great about God's Word. It's transforming. It changes us. And so as I was reading, and wouldn't you know that the Lord would decide, or as I was reading and preparing for another sermon for today, that yesterday the Lord would decide that there would be another sermon that I should be preparing for. And so I wanted to come under the authority of the Holy Spirit, and I wanted to be obedient. And so today we're looking at the passage from Joshua chapter 24, and it says, "But," and this is verse 19, "but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." But if we look a little further, and you can look at your particular passage there, it's at the bottom of the first page, and then it clicks to the next page. What does it say there? "For whom shall you choose to serve?" Now we know the rest of the story. But whom shall you choose to serve? It's interesting that when we get to look at the idea in terms of serve and service, that it's rooted in the creation, isn't it? That God creates man and woman in his likeness. And I love this, that passage as well, because it says at the end, when God was finished creating man and woman, what did he say? He said it was very good. Previous times he said it's good, it's good, it's good. And then whammo, after he makes man and woman, he says, and he creates in the image of God, and he says, it's very good. Wow. You and I are very good. Regardless of what our friends or our spouses might think at times, we are very good in the eyes of God, and that is good news. So service, or to serve, is rooted in God. Because what happens then? When you go to Genesis chapter 2, and he starts to say that he gave them authority, he gave them responsibility. But what was the purpose? It was to serve God in the garden. It was to serve God. So when we're called to serve, and when Joshua was talking to the people that were gathered there, you need to remember that Moses never was able to enter the promised land. And a couple weeks ago, you probably remember that you read Genesis, and he had to pass this on to Joshua. And he told Joshua to take courage as you went into the promised land. The land that had been promised when? Way back when? To Abraham. Remember, Abraham lived in this area, and Isaac and Jacob. And so 400 years later, they're able to go back into the promised land. And we're reminded here that Joshua is speaking to his people, and he's talking about service. And it begins with our service to God as we serve God. Choose whom you shall serve today. And in our societies today, it's extremely complicated, isn't it? Because there's so many things that go on, and there's so many things that demand our attention. And in the midst of all that, we can become lost. God calls us to serve Him and Him alone. So that's the first part, but it doesn't end there. The second part is that service to God is a choice. Choose whom you shall serve. It's a choice that you and I make. And it doesn't come easy. But we make a choice. Whether we choose or don't choose, we still make a choice. Whom shall you serve? Now, they had just gone into this sacred area. They had just gone to Shechem, and they're talking to this area. This is the northern part of the kingdom where they're talking here. And this is the same place that Abraham built an altar 400 years earlier. So it had a lot of history. As Episcopalians, we like to have a lot of history. And as Christians, we have history that goes on for 2,000 years. And so they set this altar, and Joshua says to the people, "Whom shall you choose this day to serve?" We know that they chose in their minds at that point, we know that they chose God. What did Joshua say? "For me and my household, we're going to choose to serve the Lord. But what about you all?" Now, I must confess that I've said this many times, but it's not always easy to serve the Lord. Jesus teaches us some very difficult teachings, doesn't he? You know, I would love the idea, love those who love you. Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome? But Jesus says, love those who are your enemies. What? Are you kidding? You know what they did to me. But that's what's unique about us as Christians, is we get to have a choice. Choose whom you shall serve. It's voluntary. It's free. It's a choice that we make. Just as today, we have a number of people who are coming to be confirmed today, right? We have a number of people who are reaffirming their faith. We have a number of people who are being received. You all choose to be here today. Now, maybe at the beginning, you didn't have a choice because your spouse wanted you to come. But now you get to choose. And I heard your stories. We spent 30 minutes together before we began. And you could, the testimony, the witnesses of their stories were powerful. And I must confess, there were some of us who were weeping as well. It was a holy moment. Because you chose to begin a life in Christ. You chose to become vulnerable. You chose to the fact that you were willing to be transformed. And when we do that, God does incredible things in our lives. Patsy and I chose to go to Madagascar. Where in the world is Madagascar? It's way over there. It's the end of the world. It's near Africa. It's off from the southeast coast of Africa. We didn't know anything about Madagascar, except for the fact that we knew that it was important when you played the game of Risk. Because you had to conquer Madagascar if you were going into Africa or going into Asia. And it was a risk that we took. But we chose to go. We chose to live with the Malagasy. We chose to go and to learn another language, as difficult as it has been. and continues to be. But we made choices. And so we went to serve the Lord. Little did we know that we made choices to start dispensaries. We knew nothing about that. Little did we know in recent years we chose to set up economic development. We know nothing about that. In our weakness, He is made strong, but we continued to make choices in our lives. We chose to live in a slum for 3.5 years. Not together. I chose, and she said, okay.
That's the truth.
But it was there that God brought us and revived us and renewed us, and people came to faith, and that's what the plan that God had for us. But we made choices. And it's all volunteer. That's the great thing in our Christian faith. That's what's so awesome about service, is that we choose to serve or not serve. It's a choice that you and I have. And when we partner together in the kingdom of God, it's transforming. It makes a difference. I can't explain all of that. I don't understand fully the body of Christ. But I love the awesomeness of it. And as it changes me, as we become vulnerable, we see what God wants to create within us. We made choices to go to Madagascar, and we continue to make choices. And as we make choices to grow the church in the area of evangelism, that's part of our DNA, that's part of our makeup, is to share our faith with others. And as I heard some of your testimonies today, someone brought you here to St. Joseph's for whatever means or whatever way that was, someone shared something with you that gave you the opportunity to come and to be welcomed here. And now look at your testimonies. Powerful testimonies. Interesting, at the end of this passage, it talks about, and you will be witnesses of this event that takes place. And we have lots of witnesses here. But as witnesses, our work, as we serve each other here, is to serve, to be witnesses in our community. We choose that. And so it's very important that we make those choices. And those choices are volunteer. That's what's so exciting. I don't know if you've ever dealt with people, but I've dealt with people in southern Madagascar. I dealt with people in terms of new Christians that came, and their understanding of their culture is that I don't do anything unless I get paid first, or that I get paid for something. And so when we had all these activities, especially when we had to move into our new house, I needed help. And it was very difficult for their mindset to comprehend that this is volunteer. This is stuff that we do out of service to the Lord and to His people. So the first point, going back, is that it's rooted in God. The second one is that we can, well, service is a choice that we make. And the third one is that service to God is a covenant we make with God. It's relational. It's a covenant that we make with God. As Joshua was talking with him, he said, this is a covenant. This is something that we want to be reminded of from the years past till now. And we know this story because it's in the Bible. It's a covenant that was made between God and Joshua and the Israelites. And it's sort of like a rite of passage today. It is a rite of passage, isn't it, for confirmation? There's a covenant that you all are making today. And that the rest of us are affirming that. This is exciting. Just like getting married. I remember 32 years ago. Right? We've been married 32 years. We've had 30 wonderful years, but we've been married 32 years. But the covenant that we made so long ago in our marriage, And we make covenants in our own lives. Sometimes they're official, like here in the church, and sometimes they're not official necessarily, but they're there. There's something that we agree to, something that we're committed to, something that's beyond us in many ways. The covenant that we make. In the Diocese of Tulare, we're always making these covenants. We call them sometimes different names. I don't know if you've ever heard the term MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, right? It's not an IOU, but it's an MOU. And so we build on these covenants that help us to be responsible. We do that with diocesan links. We do that with parish links. We do that with partners who are helping build churches now. We have this organization, and it was only the Lord that brought us together, and now they're partnering, building churches, because we've gone in the last 11 years from 11 churches to over 80 churches. And we've gone from 300 people to 8,000 people. And so there's been tremendous growth, and I think one of the elements is because we're obviously involved in evangelism. Each one of our churches, our parishes are expected to start new churches. It's part of their DNA every year. And so we've seen this growth develop. Part of that is the covenants that we have with each other. And so today there's a special covenant that you all make with the Lord, that he will be your Lord and Savior, and you will live that out in the body of Christ. How awesome. Because he's chosen you. Isn't that great? He could do it himself. He can do it himself, but he chooses the likes of you and I to partner with him. And he says to us, choose this day whom you will serve. The last one is that we need to engage with others. Service is about engaging with others. Reaching out and engaging. I know it can be risky. I'm an introvert. It's very risky for me. But we can do this. Introverts and extroverts working together to engage with others. Exciting news that we have and the potential that we have. I just love this whole idea. You know, you listen to some of these people that say the awesomeness of engaging with others. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Who said that? Gandhi. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Well, what did Martin Luther King Jr. say? Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. Praise the Lord. Drowny Tumbu. Amen. Some of you were sleeping. Drowny Tumbu.
Amen.
He said, everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love to serve. So whom do you choose this day to serve? Whom do you choose this day to serve? Now, I know you've all been looking at this and wondering what this is for. I'll tell you what this is used for. There's a story about heaven and hell. And one story is about these guys going to observe what heaven and hell are like. And so they go to this one place, and they go to hell, and they're looking from a distance, and they see people that are gathered around, And they see all these tables. And as they go a little closer, they notice all these tables are covered with lots of food. The food looks great. All different types of food are there. The fruit and the vegetables and so on. And, you know, if you can just picture, I had Marty's salmon last night. You can picture that. That might be there too, Father Marty's salmon and these other things. They're all there on the table. There's plenty of food. Your favorite food is on there. And as they go closer, they begin to recognize something. And as they continue to go closer, they notice that each one of these people that are gathered there have their left arms wrapped around their back, and their right arm is extended, and they're not able to bend their right arm. And in their right arm is a spoon. And as they go closer, they notice that the people there are actually starving to death. Because what's happening is they are going up to the table, they're taking their favorite food, and then they are throwing it up in the air and trying to catch it in their mouth. And you can just imagine how much is falling on the floor. But from there, they go on to heaven. And from a distance, they see a crowd of people that are gathered there in heaven. And as well as they start to move closer, they notice that all their arms, their left arms, are tied behind their backs as well. And their right arms are extended, and they're not able to move their right arms as well. But as they go closer and they notice the same types of foods are there, they notice something very different. These people are healthy. And as they go, they recognize what they're doing. They're going out and pulling out their favorite food. And instead of throwing it up in the air, they're actually going in, taking their favorite food, and then turning toward one another and beginning to feed one another. They're beginning to reach out to one another. They're beginning to serve one another. So my challenge for you today, as well as for myself, that when the Lord asks me, whom shall I serve? Whom shall I choose to serve? That I would say that I choose to serve the Lord from this day forward. So my question for you, and only the Lord knows this, whom shall you choose this day? I believe that as we choose the Lord to serve, we can do great, incredible things. Service unto Him, to His praise, and to His glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.